Here's one that, at 1 a.m., an insane soldier is brought in from commando. Gave me a cold sweat to lie in bed and listen to him rave, God pity him. Find out he's from Rockwell Center, Long Island, named Funk. What I did at the end of the war, the commando is the farmhouse he was working on. They sent his belongings in, and I grabbed them at the post office. And I had a suitcase with a false bottom. I had somebody make it for me. And the Germans would check everything, but they didn't know the false bottom. So I brought his papers back to the States, and I knew he lived in Rockville Center, so I was living in Queens, which is not very far from Rockville Center. I called up over there, Red Cross, and they said the family had moved to Hastings on the Hudson. Well, the widow of my best friend, he was killed while I was in prison, and there were three of us who used to run the mile for Jamaica High School. And we had a race in 1937 when two of us were juniors and one was a senior. The senior finished first, I finished second, and the other junior finished third, and that's the way we went. The senior got killed on July 9th, 1943. I got captured on July 10th, 1943, and the guy that finished third got killed July 11th, 1943. I didn't notice like at home.
Well, what were their names?
Well, Ray Murray was the senior, who was a fine miler. And Ken Kinnis was the my closest friend, and he had married a girl that he had been, you know, they'd been sweethearts in high school, and she was a lovely person. And her family was very good to me after the war. They were very fine to me. They helped me a great deal. But this Funk boy, when Irene Kinnis, his widow, worked for Pepsi and stuff, she had to go around and service various accounts, so she drove up to Hastings on the Hudson. I called up the family. I got the mother. No way was I going to see any mother. So she gave me her husband's office number.
Did you tell her who you were or no?
I just said I had known her son overseas.
And he died in the camp, I assume.
Yeah, he went insane. They put him in a mental hospital. He died. Well, that's another story. Oh, my God. He gets captured. He's in a prison camp. The guy says, Funk, that's a very unusual name. He said, we had a navigator by the name Bill Funk. It was his brother. So, but he didn't make it. So when I took his belongings and I made it, his father, I think at that time, was the vice president of some big corporation in the Wall Street area. And he cleared his desk and I came in. And I didn't tell him his son had gone insane. I just said he died and these were the things I was bringing back. So he got up for, he had a picture on the back wall. And he said, they were my sons. Put his head on the desk and started crying.